Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and it's not even about wrestling. What are we doing here?
That's really weird.
I know. But what are we doing here? Well, it is the season finale of Space Dandy. Vacuum cleaners can feel love too, baby. It's what we're talking about today.
It's funny because you said season finale, and
yes.
I was like, wait, are we done podcasting for this season? Do we not return until next year?
Yeah.
And I was like, but I like what we do.
No. It is Space Dandy's season finale. The season finale of a really good anime, I would say. It's been a while since I've really looked at a new anime. Not because they've really gotten that bad, because I've heard some good things about Attack on Titan, but it's just I haven't really been watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear about Space Dandy on Adult Swim, and all of a sudden I'm hooked.
Right.
Which is hard for us to do, I think, because I don't know about you, but I actually am not a big fan of dubs. Even though I want to do dubs as a career, I don't enjoy them that much. I'm usually a fan of the Japanese, but, you know, this cast really got me hooked.
Yeah, I can understand that. And for me, with Space Dandy, I don't particularly watch much anime anymore. And I say this because I had my phase in high school that I think a lot of us here had. And I also had moments where I've become very particular about the anime I watch. Part of that is because of Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, because I enjoyed that so much, and it set the standard so high for me that it's really hard for me to look at other animes and really enjoy them. Now, I'm not...
So people need to stop making good anime, because then other people just like that one.
Yes.
So no more Cowboy Bebops, people.
It was too good, and it's funny because, you know, Cowboy Bebop is the... they're related to the creator of Space Dandy. Same people, right?
Yes, right.
Same people
behind it. Yes.
Cowboy Bebop, another great anime.
Yes, and I'm a really big fan of Bebop, and it's kind of upsetting that people were calling this originally a Bebop wannabe or a ripoff, and I felt upset because it's just...
And it's not.
Not just that, but you could even, if you wanted to say that it was anything related to Bebop, I would say it'd be a fun little tongue-in-cheek kind of a parody where it's just, so we've done the in-space thing and we've made it so serious. Let's have some lighthearted fun.
Yeah,
and let's do something
that's what gets me about it, where at first I was sitting there like, am I not going to like this? It doesn't have continuity. And I said that for you exactly, where I was like,
oh, yeah,
no
literally,
continuity, I may not like this. I may get really annoyed with it. But I got driven by the fact that it was over the top and just started laughing and smiling. And as it went on, I started really becoming attached to these characters because, as you can attest to, they take moments to have emotional episodes, as we just saw. One of my favorite episodes is, I believe, 10, where they go back to Meow's home. And then there's 5 with Dandy and the young alien girl.
Oh, yes. I am a huge fan of QT. And I was just really excited to have QT actually be involved in something. Because, I mean, QT's always there, but it's always just, oh, you're in the background. Oh, you know, you're being funny or whatever. But it's just, no, QT was here. And I just thought, yeah, here, it's a specific one, yes, because we are talking about the season finale. We'll talk about everything as a whole, but right now we're talking about the season finale, Space Dandy.
Yeah, and the nice
baby
feelings that it brought.
Yeah, it really, it's funny because it made me forget I was watching Space Dandy for a bit, because obviously, you know, Space Dandy, very funny show, but it has its serious moments, and I didn't know how the episode was going to end, and I knew that
there was a lot of humor in the beginning, with the coffee thing.
Yeah, and I knew she wasn't going to love QT. I knew it was the cash register all along. I don't know why that's a sentence, but I knew that.
Out of context, someone who hasn't seen Space Dandy,
yeah,
it was the cash register. I'm like, what did they watch?
What am I getting myself into? Sits down on Adult Swim On Demand. What am I getting myself into? But or on Crunchyroll, by the way. I really should promote that on Crunchyroll as well. It is being streamed. It isn't just, you know, you can watch it in Japanese with English subtitles as well. I've heard a lot of people who enjoy it only that way, and I understand. It's just that I do enjoy Space Dandy's voice actor a lot. Very, very good. He can emote very well, and sometimes that can be the issue in certain dubs, but not in this one.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's anyone out there who's seen both, because with a friend of mine named Mona, who I started to watch the Japanese one with her, because she watches always the Japanese, you know, the originals.
Right.
And then I usually prefer the English, if only because it's just easier for me to multitask when I watch it. But
yes,
I also just, in certain animes, like the Panty and Stocking, You and I Are Ends, where you
love the Japanese
one, I love the English one.
Yeah.
Now, but with this one, it's interesting because in Japanese, I like QT's voice more because it's just more adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get over what the English voice actor does for Dandy, because in my head, that's how he should sound. That's,
yeah, it's just,
you know,
and
what
I didn't even like him. I didn't even like him in the first episode, actually, because there was like it took something to get used to. But I think because it's funny, and in a lot of comedy, I feel it's really easy to do it better, which is funny because some people say, oh, comedy's harder to do. But I think in voiceover work, what I've seen, let's say from Funimation, because this is a Funimation-done anime, they've also done things like Hitalia, and I'll even consider Black Butler, because, and here's why I say it. Hitalia, they do a lot of funny accents to be funny. None of them are meant to be taken seriously, so you can get away with that. You do Black Butler and you try to do accents, not all of them are as good as they should be. And because it's a bit more serious, it's a funny show, but it's in more serious and meant to be, you know, it's a period piece. So immediately when an accent doesn't work out that well, it falls flat. So same with Space Dandy. Space Dandy, hilarious. I like the dub of Space Dandy more than I like certain parts of the dub of Cowboy Bebop.
That's interesting.
Because, you know, Cowboy Bebop meant to be serious, so certain people's voices makes me, you know, and certain their delivery of lines didn't really pop as well. But then when you see Space Dandy and they have an entire episode devoted to zombie, you know, to a zombie outbreak, it's hilarious, especially the narrator. The narrator, they did a very good job of writing the narrator, and he did a very good job of delivering the lines in whatever way, in, you know, with whatever direction they told
episode,
him.
Honestly, I mean, in the beginning, I loved the breaking the fourth wall. When in the beginning, he's like, Space Dandy, they do stuff in space. And then suddenly, boobies, the restaurant, the high class. It's just like, QT's like, oh, now he gets excited. And I was laughing. I was like, okay.
That's great.
And there were some moments that really made me smile, because episode 7 with Prince was absolutely hilarious. My God. Was perfect, and it was.
I love
just
me some Prince, yeah.
Prince's Bishonen Sparkles, his Bishy Sparkles.
I love me some Yuri Lowenthal. He's great, isn't he?
The sparkles, though. They actually gave him sparkles, Matt. Like, that alone, I sat there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make people watch the show. And I think 7 may have been the episode I started a friend of mine on. I know that Mona, who I mentioned again, Mona started from the beginning, and it was great because she started purely of the fact that I was just saying, it's over the top. If you need a laugh, go watch it. And that's why I tell people who I'm trying to get to watch the show.
Yeah, don't take it too seriously. Yeah,
it's
very,
if you take it too seriously, it's very, you can probably get annoyed.
Or if you're not in a good mood, you can get annoyed. But, I mean, you know, and it was funny. And the reason why I enjoyed the zombie episode the most, I think, because not only was it great for me, but my girlfriend didn't enjoy the first one. I think she wasn't in a good mood or something. It didn't click well with her. She was like, it's an okay show. Like, if you're watching it and I'm somewhere in the room, I'll walk around and hear it and laugh. And I thought, oh, that's kind of sad. Show her the zombie one. She's just sitting there not paying attention. It starts to make her pay attention.
Right,
she starts to sit there and go, wow, this is like the second half of the episode when everyone in the universe were zombies was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately next episode starts as if nothing happened.
No, because I had no idea what they were going to do. And
yeah.
I laughed so much because already in the first one, I don't want to spoil anything for anyone out there who's listening to us and will now watch it after, but there are some things that will happen in these episodes that there's no continuity, and you'll laugh because it's not in a way where it's like, oh, they're best friends in one episode and they're not. No, it's not like a story continuity. It's that where they can get blown to bits in one episode and still show up.
And, you know, yeah, exactly. And they'll make reference to it via the promos for the next episode, which will be wonderful, too. They'll just be like, wait a minute, didn't this just happen? Yeah, so moving on from that. Here's the name of the next episode.
It's funny because it adds to these fan theories that basically say that, oh, it could be a simulation, or this and this is not real, this and this, or there's an alternate universe theory, or they're saying that each episode is an alternate universe unrelated to the last. And there's so many things going on.
And it's funny because I want to say that, you know, they're all stupid. They're not real. They're BS. But it's just, I laugh if only because, and I agree, because it's Space Dandy, and it's these guys. And I really, not to make a pun on our name, but I feel as if they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if that's something they would do. Just, wait a minute, we're in a simulation, aren't we? That's right, baby. Hey, do you know if the real world's real, baby? I wouldn't be surprised. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, and again,
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that.
He's doing the baby thing, for those of you who aren't watching, because every episode ends with, baby.
Yeah, every
because
episode.
Because it's
the name
the
of the name of the episode.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. Every the name of every single episode ends
that's
with
the
baby and
way to
the
live,
promo.
Baby.
Yeah, and the I love that so much. And the end of every episode, like the promos for next episode, they'll just be talking as if they're just normally just talking to each other. That'll like the latest episode, the season finale, in case you know, which is what we will be talking about sparingly, was called "Vacuum Cleaners Fall in Love Too, Baby."
Yeah,
which is a wonderful name for your season finale.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get the episode list up right now, actually.
Yeah.
Because some of them are just really...
We should just read them. We should read them dramatically as different people. Send me the link. I'm going to read them in different voices right now, live on the air.
Because I'd like
on Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the voices thing, because this is just...
Oh, yeah.
The voices thing is your thing.
Oh, yeah. Just pass them over, baby.
There you go. There's your list right there.
Okay, let's do this live on Blog Talk Radio. Those guys, first episode, talking about the season finale of Space Dandy, and now reading episode titles. Let's see. Live with the Flaw, baby.
I got Live with the Flaw.
Live the with search the flaw. For the live Phantom the Space Ramen, baby.
I feel like I can translate just in case they don't hear.
Occasionally. Even the deceiver is deceived, baby. Let me see. Now I'm going to repeat the same four, just again and again. Sometimes you can't live with dying, baby. A merry companion is a wagon in space, baby. Baby. And now I'm done.
And then
we
after
start,
fun,
okay.
I'll read off in a normal voice, which is, you know, the war of the undies invests, baby. A race in space is dangerous, baby. The lonely pooch planet, baby. Plants are living things too, baby. There's always tomorrow, baby.
May I read the last three? No, may I read the last
go,
three in Dandy's English voice?
Go.
I'm never remembering you, baby. Nobody knows the chameleon alien, baby. Even vacuum cleaners fall in love, baby. Baby. Am I seducing you over the phone, baby? No? Understand.
No, and I just, part of it, you guys have to hear his English voice because I think it's very nice.
It is. It's smooth and it really does feel like he's just that guy that's trying to pick up chicks, and he only can't because he isn't as smooth as he thinks he is, but his voice is pretty damn smooth.
Yeah, we didn't even make mention, by the way, in terms of the show, of our opening.
Right. That, if you notice, that was the opening. However, in America, the original opening was actually an instrumental, which we actually grew fond of for the first few episodes. Then they changed it to the actual Japanese opening, which is great, by the way. We've grown fond of it. But I didn't know if I was supposed to take it seriously or not. You took it completely seriously at face value. I didn't know if I was meant to take it seriously
because I actually think it's a very nice thing, because you were telling me, oh, it's a parody of, you know, of anime openings.
Well, because Diva Nami, like, the Namida is, you know, tears, so the entire thing is talking about my tears, my tears, my tears, my tears, my tears.
Yeah, but it's not like it's saying, like, you know, Viva Namida in the sense of, and I'm going to find the translation, because it's not
right.
In the sense you thought it was.
Okay, so, well, fair enough, I don't know Japanese,
you know,
fair enough.
No, because obviously Namida means tears, and you're correct.
Yes.
You know, in saying that.
No, but I don't know the context. I translate, so I understand that. Fair enough. But
yeah, because
I know that originally
you're like, this is a joke. But it's like, okay, I think towards the middle, it's like, you know, from now, we don't go, let's see here. Once in a while, you don't need to stop the rampaging tears. Watch the stars flow. It's simple, because you'll still be the same person. You know, let those tears flow. It's not good if you stop yourself. It's not a waste. Don't stop. I still like you now. Let the tears flow. Let the tears flow. These right. These tears, don't you trust me? And it's like, together we'll go. We'll be the best. Tears alone, it'll happen. And it's like, that's not a perfect
translation. It sounds like something Dandy would say to someone, actually.
Yeah, but it's just really...
It does, yeah.
Because it's basically like, don't stop yourself from crying. Let it out, and we can adventure together.
Speaking of something that I want to mention, speaking of the Dandy way and everything, in case anyone isn't aware who has been watching or maybe hasn't or has missed one or two, Dandy's from Earth.
Oh, yeah.
In a show.
He's a Hawaiian...
Yeah, he's an Earthling from Hawaii.
Right, because
it's his show.
And they make a lot of reference. His ship is called the Aloha Oi.
Yeah.
He mentions
he's
from Hawaii and that he was a kahuna, right?
Yes. It's like, I was a big kahuna, baby, back when the waves were big and the girls were round. That probably isn't a quote, but I'm sure it's pretty close.
Sounds really accurate because, honestly, and I'm going to say something that may get me in trouble. Basically, I know Dandy, to a lot of people from the outside, seems like it was engineered towards males. And this is true. It is engineered towards males in a way. However, that doesn't mean there aren't women out there that will enjoy it. It's a lot more unisex in terms of viewership than you would think. There are a lot of jokes like that from Dandy, but it's because that's Dandy's character. It's not because it's the point of the show.
No, where have you heard this, actually? I haven't heard this specifically about Space Dandy, but I hate when it does come up for any show, really, that involves...
But I hear a lot where people are telling me that, from the outside looking in, for those people who don't watch, that it strikes them as a male-engineered show or something that's just geared towards only males.
It's very upsetting because, I mean, they make fun of those boundaries and those things. I mean, even though I did spoil the zombie episode, it's still one that I think people hear and they'll want to jump into. But there's an episode with a lovely young girl who's a blonde, very lovely, pretty, and she's made, and they even make a reference to that being, oh, are we doing the fan service episode now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they make it during the promo. So clearly they know what they're doing. And I think that's something people need to remember. Like, I know you haven't seen True Detective yet, but there are a lot of talk about how True Detective is, you know, misogynistic and everything. But just because you have two flawed main characters, and you do want them to win in the sense that you want them to catch the bad guy, but you don't want them to either cheat on their wives or to, you know, do this to women, do that to women. You don't want them to get away with that. You know, you want them to have repercussions for what they've done in that area. But at the same time, you can't just say, oh, no, these two characters have to love their wives because they have to. Why wouldn't they? It's just, no, there are some people who do that. That's not the good thing to do, but that's the object of having flawed characters. It happens. Not everyone is good. I wish they were. But just because we portray them that way on television, in no way does that mean that they are, you know, that means that everyone's going to follow suit. Like, if you idolize Dandy and want to be just like Dandy in every way, even in the way that he treats women, you're scum, I feel. Like, you know, like, stop it. That's not how it works.
You know, but I think, and I'll argue with that in a sense, because if you watch the full season, you can tell that Dandy, along with QT and Meow, are characters that have more than one side.
Exactly.
You know, so,
yeah.
And I like that because I'm tired of watching heroic things, and I'm just tired of watching extremes, in the sense that people that I want to watch in these shows are supposed to have flaws, and they're supposed to come to terms with them, you know, and they're supposed to
But the Super Sentai, though.
Yeah, they're supposed to
But the Super Sentai, you watch the Super Sentai with me, man.
But that's exact. They have episodes that are interesting, and I know you're doing this being a dick, but
they do have some episodes. You're right.
They have introspective episodes.
True.
Where they sit there, and a lot of them, where they, the character-specific ones, where they sit down and they think, oh, can I do this? What's wrong with me? Am I capable? And something, whether it be through their friends or an event through their family or something, will trigger them to think, you know what, I could do this, but I was holding myself back.
I gotta rewatch Die Ranger, man.
And that's handling a flaw.
Yeah.
So when you look at this, the scope of Space Dandy, and you look at Dandy's character, there are episodes where, you know, in the beginning he's introduced as this perverted guy and stuff like that, and go happy-go-lucky and carefree and almost idiotic. And then you see an episode like 5 where he basically very subtly shows that he can care and that he is a very caring individual. And then it ties back into this theme song that's basically, you know, the Japanese one that's basically saying that it's okay to cry. We're all human. And it's okay to just let it go. I mean, they're not wasted. I love you when you cry because you're showing that you're human. And I think, yeah, these tears, will you leave them to me? When you fall, just get right back up again and let's go together. You know, and it's just the ending line is just tears, tears, goodbye, basically saying that now you're with me, you're not going to cry anymore. And it's beautiful, I think. This is why I reacted so violently when you told me. You were like, oh, it's a parody. I'm like, no, it's not.
Because you saw the lyrics before I did, and sadly, with only one word and with the theme of the show, it throws you off.
And it's funny because it is along the theme of the show. It's just...
Yeah. It's a different side of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to one of my original thoughts that we petered off, we veered off. However, it was a good rant we had. It's still about Space Dandy, by the way, just the season finale yet again. It made me feel as if I wasn't watching Space Dandy because I didn't know where it was going, and I assumed everything was. I mean, I knew that they weren't going to get together, but maybe he was going to try and bring her along. I just, you know, maybe they were going to meet up again. Something was going to happen, and all of a sudden, it's just, you know. I mean, should we reveal the twist live? Should we?
I mean, I don't know if I want to.
You know what I'll say? I'll just say this much. It made you remember, that's right, I'm watching Space Dandy. You know, it made you think, right, I'm not watching a love, I'm not watching a drama of, you know, a love. No, I'm watching Space Dandy again. Although they had that really nice song, the auto-tuned song.
Yeah, that was
in the middle, smack in the middle.
The song in the fifth one, I think, was cuter.
Well, yes.
The song
well,
with the girl.
Again, and I hate to say this. Hopefully, I'll strike it this time, and it'll be a hit this time. That was a parody song, in this one.
I'm certain.
Yes, because it was a love song that was auto-tuned to hell, and back again.
Yeah, and it was. But I think they know exactly what they're doing with their show, and I can.
And that's why it's good. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And hey, we're getting them back, in case you want to catch up and you feel like there's a chance you may not be able to, you know, catch it. There's 13 of them so far, and they're coming back with them in July, which is unheard of, I think, in my head, because it's 4 months away from now.
Right, and also remember, for those of you on the outside, that they're simulcasting this.
Yes.
So we're basically getting it at the same time as Japan, which is crazy. I mean, and this was published by Square Enix. I mean...
Yes.
So that enough, you know, it's just, and Square Enix, by the way, tied up a hand in one of my other favorite animes. I don't know if you've seen this, but the daily life of high school boys.
No, but you and good old friend of ours, Joshua, always like to remind me of the daily life of high school boys.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it sounds horrible in context because that's
yeah, out of context, rather.
Yeah, in or out of, it all sounds bad.
You do like the daily life of high school boys, don't you?
Yeah, it's just...
You're a big fan of them.
And I'm trying to get in my head, I think it's like Danshi Koko, Danshi Kokose no Nichijo. Okay, so that sounds better than the Day of Life.
Nerd.
But Square Enix also had a hand in this, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yes,
where
I think.
I think it's just fun, you know. Or I told you about where they're basically imitating if they were in a Final Fantasy game, but they're walking home from school. So I'll give you that. Basically, he picks up a stick as he's walking. His friend in the background is like, he takes five damage.
Oh my.
He takes five damage.
That's wonderful.
Point,
that's wonderful.
Why am I taking five damage? What's wrong with you? He's like, well, you didn't equip your weapon properly, actually, my friend. I can't do anything about that. And then they flash back to him holding the stick, like, the wrong way and stuff like that. And
that's
they've
wonderful.
Added in, like, little damage animations.
That's beautiful.
And it's just, and they
so
make
I need to watch
themselves.
The show is what you're
yeah,
telling me.
Yeah, they make fun of themselves. My favorite part
okay.
is that at some point he freaks out and he's like, who are you? Who are, it's just, Onenomoa, Jack. He's just saying, my name is Jack. And he does the little, like, as he's like, I'll join your party. And he does
oh.
a little fanfare on his own. Like, da 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 da, da 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 da. He's like, what was that? I just joined your party. We needed music.
I'm a big fan of that. I don't know, just to cut you off, another one that does that, and I love it to death. I don't know if you've
yeah,
read Sergeant
fun.
Frog.
I have. I
have you?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's made by Bandai, who makes Gundam. Therefore, the frog. So, you know, Kuroro is always playing and assembling Gundams. And it's done so much that it's beautiful. It's just,
yeah.
it's a thing of beauty when they're able to do that, where it's just, oh, it's a different show. But since we own the rights, we
yeah,
can do
no,
little things here and there.
I feel like a lot of things these days, and I am guilty of it too, where we take these things too seriously.
Right.
You know, we go into anything and just take it too seriously because life is tough and we're just expecting different things. So it's important to look at something like Space Dandy or you know, Day Life High School Boys, Sergeant Frog, this kind of stuff, and
yeah.
be able to smile at it because it's worth it. It's worth it to invest yourself in being happy for once, I would argue, you know, and taking things a little bit lighter.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's my life motto. That's why I'm a big Sentai fan, and we'll do Sentai one day. I think when Satish and I, well, Satish, rather, you know, gets a bit, he's already finished, what is it, Die Ranger, with me, actually.
Right.
But we definitely have to, you know, he has a very bad memory. So, yeah, definitely has to, like, look up some more things about it, kind of get himself more acquainted with it. We probably do a Die Ranger show one day, I would say. But, you know,
that would be nice, actually, because I became very attached to Die Ranger as we went through it. It
yeah,
would be great, honestly.
It really would. So anyway, I would like to say, let's see. Oh no, the time, it is ending soon. Should we end with Viva Namida?
I can end with Viva Namida. I think that would be funny.
I think we should.
Then,
we could end with the tears.
No,
the tears
will end with it only because, and the ending is nice, but I want you people to understand how happy that I am about this theme and how much I like the opening. It's nice, you know, that Dandy accepts me as somebody with these tears. But no, so on that note, Matt, I mean, we're about
to think
we
should go. I think we should go. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to those guys.
God damn it.
He always hates that, and it's still here, and it will be here until the day that I stop podcasting, which will be never. Actually, I'll have some pre-recorded podcasts upon my death that will be aired. That will be aired, and it'll be great because I'll just have clips of you from previous episodes.
You know, I would just hate that at your funeral, it's like, and I'd like to thank you guys for participating in this guy's life, and you just see me throw a bunch of papers and walk out. Like, you know, screw you. Matthew.
What happened with them? Were they fighting? I don't know.
But on that note, let's
on that note,
Namida, play us out. Let's have
a
look.